we sit down to be quiet and to meditate in solitude of our own heart, let's accept this moment that it is totally perfect. Let's accept this perfection and just release our tension in the fact that everything already is perfect. If we relax and let the thoughts settle. To let go of any imperfect thoughts of lack and discontentment. For the fact that they are only thoughts passing, ideas beyond these clouds of thoughts, there is infinite sky of perfection and stillness. There we belong. This perfection at this moment, no need to strive, repair, mend, fix. As it is, whatever we want is in this perfection, in this peace. Feel the completeness of yourself. The immense okayness and silence. accept this moment as a release. And stay in it, in all ways of life. Let this perfection prove to you that as you stay and release, all your affairs are taken care of. Allow it to be proven to you. Sort any suggestions from our thoughts that we feel less than we are or have less than we have. Stay in this completeness and perfection where there is no need this stillness far more than the body and mind. That is who we are. This is how the empty mind is, and yet the consciousness is so sharp and alert and peaceful. Are you tasting your perfection? And your immense freedom? This is what empty mind does. When we visit home, silence. Meditation is who we are. It's not where we go or what we do. Meditation is infinite silence, omnipresent silence that we are. We are not meditating as the world knows. We're simply tasting our true self. Thank you. you see how easy it is to realize yourself? Do you see the perfection and simplicity of this meeting? Everything we see, hear, taste, touch, smell, there is this infinite isness and beingness of ourself that is untouched by the events an idea of lack and need and desire. The more we identify with our reality, the less we will think that we are temporary, fragile, and in need of help. Stay in your own purity and perfection. There is no need to rise into the surface and commotion and hurry back to the old memories and beliefs that has brought us the false. Stay. This freedom is. Why go back to bondage? Why go back to bondage? Every thoughts and feelings bring you back to your own reality rather than identifying with them. them be an opportunity and a reminder to say, yes, I am that that I am. As we go through life and its activity, through thoughts and its idea, through feelings and its emotion, let all be a reminder to disidentify with the untruth. And again, gaze at our own perfection. Avoiding nothing, using everything to be a reminder of our own inherent tranquility, joy, stillness, and perfection. Namaste.